Hello, welcome to another edition of the Marvin Bird Show. This show, the purpose of this show is to equip people with the skills and information that they need in order to help students chase their vision of success. Now, it doesn't matter if you're a teacher, if you're a parent, if you're an administrator, or if you're just a concerned stakeholder, this show is for you. And I am very excited to share with you an interview that I conducted with Miss Kara Zelas. She's out of New York, and her specialty lies in not something you would necessarily find in the curriculum. It's not math, science, social studies, English, or anything like that. But it is relevant and it is absolutely necessary. We need to have these discussions in the classroom because they are tied to student achievement. And she's going to explain that in the interview. So I've teased it enough. And before we get to the interview, I want to remind you that hope is so very important to students. It's so important. I can tell you from a personal experience, when I was in college and I was pursuing something that I was not meant to pursue, I was working on a computer science degree because I thought that I wanted to make and play video games for a living. And I didn't realize that you had to take super duper math. That means math with more symbols and letters than there were numbers. And I remember a professor, as I was struggling through this math, a professor telling me that I don't know what you're doing and you don't know what you're doing. And at that point, I can remember that I was done with the tutoring session. So shortly after that, I got up and left because hope for me was gone. And as teachers, it's very important, you know, if a student is struggling, if they're struggling, if they're making mistakes, you know, we definitely want them to fail forward. Well, if students are going to fail forward, they've got to have hope. And that's one of those millions of jobs of a teacher, is to make sure that all students have hope. Because once hope is gone, then the effort starts to trail off. And a lack of effort or no effort is not going to help the student in the long run. So it is imperative that you find a way to help students understand that there is hope. Through struggle, there is still hope. Through poor decisions, there is still hope for better, for success. And now I present to you this interview with Miss Kara Zelas. Thank you for listening to another edition of the Marvin Bird Show. I am happy. I'm so happy to have this passionate educator on the show. Her name is Kara Zelas. And here's a little bit about her. Soon after moving to New York City, Kara became active with the Good Dog Foundation, along with her dog, Little Dude. Kara and Little Dude trained to be a therapy team in order to visit hospitals and schools throughout New York City, where they deliver kindness and support to those in need. Now, through this experience, Kara quickly discovered that children respond most positively to the kindness of dogs, which is how the big world of Little Dude book series and the kindness education curriculum was developed. Kara, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
I'm doing great, great, great. And I'm so happy to have you on the show because your story is a very inspirational one. And then also, your expertise is something that I'm excited to really to dig into. So let's get started. So the question that I ask at first is about your why. Tell us about your why. Why do you do what you do as it relates to education, as it relates to children?
Okay, so as you explained, I volunteer with the Good Dog Foundation.
Okay.
And I volunteer with my dog and we visit a school called the Rebecca School. and it's where children have neurodevelopmental delays and children on the autism spectrum. And children are beautiful and funny and curious, but some of the children are also nonverbal. So when we were visiting last week, there was a girl who was laying on the floor, and I walked past her with little dude, and I took him over to her, and she was laying on the ground still. She had a purple helmet on her head. She was nonverbal. And as soon as I put little dude next to her, she responded. She was so excited to pat the dog. And she got up and sat on her chair and continued to be so excited about seeing little dude and the dog in the classroom. And the teachers couldn't believe it. They said, she's the most responsive they've seen her all year.
Wow.
And it's moments like these where you realize a tiny act of kindness can really shift someone's day or shift someone's mood, and that give a positive distraction and get a positive interaction. So it's these moments that spark the curiosity in me to be like, how can I teach that idea to children, that being kind to others is a beautiful experience for both the receiver and the giver. Mm-hmm. And I was teaching at a Montessori school at the time. I started to bring my dog into the classroom, and I the kids just responded so beautifully to him, and this inspired me to write a book called Big World of Little Dude, and it was just about his story. But it just snowballed into seeing there was unmet needs in the classroom, teaching kids about manners, respect, and empathy. These are things we don't really do in the classroom in a very explicit or structured way.
Right.
Like, they're not taught like math and English and science, where there's assignments and there's an assessment rubric, and children are, you know, it's not done in a formal assessment way. And so I thought, well, young kids should be taught social and emotional skills, and they can be taught. So that sort of inspired me to write Big World of Little Dude and the educational curriculum to go along with it. So that's the why.
Now, that's really interesting, because I'm envisioning you're at this Montessori school, and you come up with this idea to bring your dog to work with you. Tell me how that went down.
Well, I worked at a really wonderful school called Westside Montessori School, and the head of the school there was just open to exploring different ways of children learning. So I sort of presented her with the idea of bringing him in. It got such a positive response. And then when I explained to her I was writing a book series about Little Dude and writing a curriculum, she invited me into the classroom to teach the program. And that's where I taught my first iteration of the curriculum. And and now I have a book series which can be read and sung. And my first book's about friendship, and the book that's coming out in December is on mindfulness and meditation.
Wow. Now, I want to go back to something that you said earlier about the importance of kindness, which is just, it's really appropriate nowadays, because it's interesting. You're talking about kindness and you're talking about teaching it to children. But, you know, mm-hmm. us adults, we could definitely, if you look at the news and what's going on in the world, we can definitely use some lessons as well in regards to kindness and empathy.
Right.
Tell me about, because you said earlier that it's not taught as in depth as other things such as math, social studies, English. What would you say to the teacher or the assistant principal or principal who's just really focused on, we've got to get these test scores up. We just don't have the time, Carl. We don't have the time to talk about manners and kindness. How would you convince that educator that this is important?
Well, it's kind of a sad state of affairs that we don't have time for it. And schools are under a huge amount of pressure to teach to the test, the children to sit exams, and also schools are now taking on a lot of roles like, you know, social and emotional skills and helping children grow and taking, they've just got a lot of pressures on them. So I understand why there's pushback to teach another thing. However, it's proven, research shows, research by Harvard, Columbia, there's the Harvard has a program called Making Care. I've got to find the name for you, but and CASEL as well, which is the Collaborative Academic Social and Emotional Learning Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
They have done research where when social and emotional learning skills are taught, that attitudes about self, others, connection to school, it promotes positive social behavior. It leads to academic performance and success, and it also reduces students' conduct problems and emotional distress. So rather than having a bullying program, which is kind of like a Band-Aid situation, we should be teaching really young children how to have empathy or understanding other people and being kind and having respect for each other. And this could be a way to reduce problems and emotional issues that children have.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that God gave me a gift and a passion to teach. And he also gave me a special gift of being able to motivate students and explain things in a way that helps to capture their attention. And that is on display on the Vision Chasers YouTube channel. I want to talk to you about that. The Vision Chasers YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube/The Vision Chasers, that's the Vision Chasers channel. Now, in that channel, I'm speaking specifically to students. On that channel, I've recorded short motivational videos for students, study tip videos with study tips and different things to help motivate students along the way. And a lot of these videos contain things that I've said to students over the years to help motivate them, help them to get their head on straight and start thinking in terms of, you know, that delayed gratification, making good decisions each and every day so you set yourself up for multiple opportunities in the future. So if you go to YouTube/The Vision Chasers, you can check that out. And also, for those of you who may be social studies teachers, or maybe you know of a social studies teacher, I also have some flipped classroom videos on there as well. They're mainly U.S. history because that's what I taught when I was in the classroom. So if you know of any social studies teacher or you're interested in social studies, I've also shared some U.S. history videos, and I've made them really, really simple just to kind of give some foundational information and whet the appetite for the viewer to want to go look up and do some more research on their own. So please check out that YouTube channel. That's YouTube/The Vision Chasers. Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that research. And I'm going to look that other one up that you were trying to remember the name of. And we'll definitely make sure that we post that on our social media sites so everyone can get the benefit of it.
It's called Making Caring Common.
Making Caring Common.
Caring Common, and it's a project of the Harvard Graduate School of Education. And they're a wonderful resource for schools and parents, and they provide amazing tips and advice that you can apply in your classroom at home.
Okay, very
good. And there's Richard Weisbord. He's an amazing professor, and he also has some great books for parents about teaching your children social and emotional skills.
Interesting. So
yeah,
let's say you have a school that's, okay, they're listening, Cara, but they don't have a whole lot of resources. So what are some things that they can do to kind of get started with social and emotional learning? What are some things they can kind of do to get started teaching that to the kids?
Yeah, I mean, it's twofold. They could be from the administration side. If they're want to do a more of a whole school approach, and there's a lot of resources online. And I would say if administration went to the companies that provide these social and emotional learning curriculums, I'm sure that that there would be some help from them. But from teachers on an individual level, I mean, there's a ton of free resources online. And like, this is why I'm creating my program. I'm going to be having a lot of free resources online too.
Okay. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
And your program is, it's an interesting one because the hook is you've got little dude with you. So before we get into deeply into your program, tell us about little dude. How's he doing?
He's great. He's so sweet. He's such a love bug. He's like, it's an amazing little creature. And I'm very blessed to have him in our life.
Oh, that's so sweet. And is that his name, Little Dude?
Little Dude is his name.
Okay.
And even sometimes schools don't allow dogs into the building because of insurance, or it's very specific to schools and libraries. Some will allow it, some won't. So I have a puppet also called the Little Dude Puppet. And that is, using puppets for social and emotional learning is such a wonderful tool. And it's just as engaging as having a dog. Like, very young children really respond well to puppets.
Okay.
So that's a very good teaching tip. And it doesn't have to be a little dude puppet, or it could be, but a puppet's a great tool.
Okay.
Because children feel comfortable when they see when they interact with a puppet.
And it's been,
and also like, oh, yeah, and yeah, and then my experience also is to teach really young children. That's another
okay.
approach that I have, is like the importance of teaching really young children.
Okay.
So my program is from 3 to 7, and the reason why this age group is so important is because during this time, the first 6 years of life, children have a really different way of learning than adults. At this age, children have sponge-like brains. They're able to soak up lots of information from their environment, and they do this in an effortless way. Maria Montessori calls this the absorbent mind. And children develop 85% of their core brain structure by the time they're 5.
Mm.
And so they build on this core foundation through the rest of their life. So this is like a great time to teach these skills, even though empathy and kindness and some of these ideas can be quite abstract.
Right.
There are ways that you can teach it to really young children in a dynamic and engaging way, with lots of different activities and music and reading. And it can be a variety of tools that you use to teach these skills and concepts. And you know what? Kids are naturally have an empathy.
Interesting. So I want to go back.
Yeah.
I want to go back to something that you said earlier about bullying, because this is a huge benefit that I see. You talked about getting them while they're young. Those are important years to really teach them these skills. And then, then you said earlier about you might not need a anti-bullying program if we're teaching these skills at this young age.
Yeah. Well, just like, look at the millennials. The millennials now want to be about social good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a true. Change from our generation. So they're like very into social justice and ways to give back. And
right.
that's a change in our culture. And I think it starts with like us being more in a connected world and like seeing the way that other people live. And so I think teaching young children how to have empathy for one another and have the courage to stand up for what they believe in and for their friends, and to understand and respect differences, and to really understand their emotions and have the language to express their emotions, I think this will help as like a ripple effect. So as they grow, and if they have this knowledge in a very concrete way, like they have reading in a concrete way and math in a concrete way, I think it would be just very beneficial.
Absolutely. And I think that is just such a great observation, because you know, younger people, they're more socially conscious, and
more accepting. Like if you look at children, it's like there's two dads in the classroom, or maybe one's transgender, or maybe they dress differently. Like kids are a lot more open to understanding that if they're like taught those things, that it's, you have to respect the way other people live their life. Mm-hmm. And you start that young, that, you know, grows up within them.
I just want to take a minute to remind you that if you like what you hear on The Marvin Bird Show and you've been wondering to yourself, how can I support the wonderful things that are going on with this podcast? This is amazing stuff. How can I support? Well, let me tell you this. You can support very, very simply, and it doesn't cost you any additional money. You can if you shop at Amazon, instead of going to Amazon.com, wait right there. I got another one for you. You can go to MarvinBird.com/Amazon. If you go to MarvinBird.com/Amazon, that'll take you to a page that has the big Amazon icon. And if you click on that icon, that'll take you to Amazon where you were going originally. And anything that you purchase there, we get a little commission for it. That's just your way of saying, hey, thanks. Keep up the great work. This is great content. Let's keep the conversation going. So if you would do that, and if you would tell all of your friends to do that, I would appreciate it so much. So thank you very much to all of you who are doing that. It really does mean a lot. It keeps us going. And to those of you who are considering it, I ask that you please do consider it, try it out. It's very, very simple. Just takes just a few extra seconds of your time so that you could give back to the Marvin Bird Show. So thank you so much for doing that. And thank you for your consideration. Now let's get back to this interview. Yeah, that's interesting. Interesting observation. And so your services and what you do, you know, it's been my experience that with a lot of programs similar, you know, that promote these skills and character development and different things like that, what I have found is a lot of them, they fizzle out for numerous reasons, because there's lack of administration support. And the other thing is that just teachers, they just don't have the time to prep for the lessons in addition to their primary duties of teaching curriculum. So yours is a little bit different in that you actually execute the lessons yourself. Tell us about what you do.
Sure. So right now I'm like growing and testing to see what works. And the more I'm out there, the more I come up with this problem that faces social and emotional learning implementation. So as you said, lack of administrative support, teachers are already so stressed out and have so much on their plate, they don't want another thing to have to put on their plate.
Right.
So yeah, there is a problem with implementation and carrying through. So I have the idea that I go out into the lessons and go out to the schools and give the lessons myself, and with the idea that I will train other teachers, or that teachers can take a program on my, you know, in the future, which is what I'm building at the moment, there'll be like an online curriculum that teachers can take and get certified in and do professional development in, and then the teachers can take it and like run with it.
Right.
Because there are a lot of teachers who want to teach this in the classroom, and I'll just go like, you're a teacher, you go onto Pinterest, you go, if that's your like passion, you'll want to teach that in the classroom. And I'm finding a lot of teachers want to teach this kind of things in the classroom because they see the benefits. The teachers see the benefits. If their students know what empathy is, or have respect for each other, or they have meditation, mindful techniques they can use when they're feeling lots of strong emotions, like it benefits them. So teachers like teaching these subjects. So yeah, my idea is that I will provide the, like a turnkey curriculum, and then train teachers to go out into schools or train other teachers. So if someone from Arizona wants to use my lessons, they just go online and all the tools and all the resources will be there in one spot.
Wow. That's different. You know, I've never heard of it done like that. So it looks like you found a need and you're filling that need by going in and modeling how those lessons work and then training people to execute the lessons. And so I think you're on to something there. That's really, really good. So Cara, before we let you go, how can we, you've given us so much in this little bit of time, how can my audience learn more about social emotional learning and learn more about the things that you do at Big World of Little Dude?
Well, the first and, you know, the best place to go, well, two best places. The first is to go to CASEL, which is the Collaborative for Academic Social and Emotional Learning, otherwise known as CASEL, CASEL.org. And they have resources, they have certified programs, and it's from, you know, pre-K all the way to grade 12. And this is the place to go. And then the second best place to go is my website, which is worldoflittledude.com.
Okay.
And there's resources and there'll be book. There's a new book coming out called Brain Vacation, A Guide to Meditation. And there's also a book about friendship, kindness, manners, empathy. There's activities for at home and in the classroom. And if you join up to our newsletter, which comes out once a month, there's going to be free resources for teachers and caregivers as well.
And they can find that on your website, access to that newsletter?
Yes, if they sign up, yes.
Okay. And then people can also get in contact with you through the website as well?
Yes, they can. My email or a contact page is on there. And I'm also on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. So all those avenues I can be contacted on as well.
Okay. And we'll make sure we get that information out on our social media site so people can get in contact with you and learn more about this very, very important topic. So Cara, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. You've given us so much and I just really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Marvin, as well. So lovely to chat to you.
Well, there you have it. As you can tell, Ms. Cara Zelas is a very passionate, energetic educator. She feels very strongly about teaching these social emotional skills to students, helping them feel that empathy and that kindness. And she talked about it's going to improve student achievement and it's also going to make the world a better place. And that's what it's all about. Students being successful and making the world a better place. And I encourage you to check out her Instagram account. That is World of Little Dude. And you can see Little Dude in some very touching, kind, caring pictures on her Instagram site. And you can see Little Dude. And you can just really see and feel her passion and her emotion, and you can check out her work from there. So check that out, and I thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Marvin Bird Show. Also, don't forget to check out the Facebook page. That's Facebook.com/MarvinBird.edu for some more information. Don't forget to also follow our social sites. That's at Marvin Bird LLC on Twitter and my personal account on Twitter. That's at Marvin Bird. And until we meet again, please take care of those children. Bye.